Preborn would like to thank AFR listeners for your prayer and financial support. During our special Preborn campaign, as a result of your donations, 4,500 babies will be saved and their mothers will hear the gospel. Just $28 pays for a free ultrasound, and when an abortion-minded mother sees her baby, she's likely to choose life. Learn more at preborn.com. Please continue to pray for Preborn and give as you're able. On behalf of unborn babies and their mothers, again, thank you.
Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this show here on AFR Tuesday, January the 28th, 2025. We hope you're having a good day. If you're not, we're sorry about that, but hope your day improves. I'm Tim with Wesley Wildman. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning, and we hope that we can help make your day better.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
So we're only going to share good news today.
Yeah.
Well, since Trump came into office, we got a lot of good news.
A lot of winning.
You're going to get tired of winning?
Get tired of it.
President Trump is continuing to roll on each day with some positive actions for our country.
Fulfilling his promises.
That's right. Promises made, promises kept. Is that what they say?
That's right.
Fred Jackson, good morning, Fred.
Yeah, I referred to him this morning as President Tornado.
he lives in Florida, so maybe a hurricane would be more appropriate.
But he just doesn't stop. I mean, every day when I come in now, there's three or four announcements being made.
Yeah.
All positive.
Oh, yeah.
All good.
Yeah. All right. So Christopher Woodward joins us. Good morning, Brother Chris.
Good morning. I'll do my best to always bring in positive and encouraging news.
That's who we are, Chris. We're positive and encouraging, man. All right. So before we get to the news, I have news here of American Family Radio sometime today. Brent Creeley, our producer, I know you don't even know what I'm going to ask you. maybe you do.
Okay.
Say hello to everybody, Brent.
Good morning, everybody.
Brent's sort of the brains behind this outfit.
He gets our guests together.
Well, I don't know.
He's got his finger beside the delay button in case somebody
says something stupid.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, which rarely happens here. So we're supposed to go in the air in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, right?
Yes, sir. That's today, I believe. It's either today or tomorrow, but I think it's today.
Today?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's today. Some engineers are on their way or over there.
Right.
So who knows? They may flip the switch while we're on the air here.
Yeah.
But we bought two new stations. We don't buy as many stations as we used to. They're very expensive. Radio stations are very expensive. But we bought one in Birmingham, Alabama, and Tuscaloosa.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
97.7 is the frequency in Birmingham, and the new one in Tuscaloosa is 88.5.
Nice.
Okay.
I used to live in Birmingham.
You did.
The magic city.
Yeah, that's right. I was over there yesterday.
So we've got two stations in Alabama, one in Birmingham, one in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
And they go on in the next, either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's exciting news. So in addition to what's taking place out of the new administration, all the good news there, we've got good news here. We're expanding our territory ministry.
Now, this may have an impact on our college football comment.
Yeah.
They're going to look for me a Friday in the cowbell, let me tell you.
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know. But listen, hey, I love my Roll Tide fans. They're just so fun to
one
be
around.
So fun to be around. If they win, they let you know.
Uh-huh. And if they lose, they skip church on Sunday.
If they lose, you don't want to be around them.
Just skip church on Sunday. I'm just kidding.
I can tell you.
And there's Auburn fans too now. Don't forget.
Sure.
There's a lot of Auburn fans.
There are. I can tell you from having worked over there for many years with Auburn and Bama fans, they do not talk to one another during or after the week of the Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
And I have heard stories from people where, like, even churches are divided and everybody's just kind of minding their own business during that time of year.
Well, listen, It's going to be good for us here at American Family Radio. I know a lot of people listening to us right now have friends and family mm-hmm. who live in the greater Birmingham area and Tuscaloosa. We already have a signal that reaches into Tuscaloosa, but it doesn't cover the whole city.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that, flipping that switch today, and we'll be on the air in those two places. That'll give us probably about 75% coverage of the state of Alabama.
That's great.
In terms of population and geographical coverage, because we've got stations all over the state right
now. Montgomery is covered, I believe.
Montgomery, Huntsville, Quad Cities. We got a Central Alabama station, Lower Central Alabama station. We're only Mobile. Mm-hmm. It covers the Gulf Shores. And,
That's right.
Mobile coming out of the snowstorm.
Is anybody still down there? Or are they frozen in time?
I think they're thawing out.
But I hadn't heard from anybody in Mobile in a week. I just wonder if they're okay down there.
They're going to get 70-degree temperatures in the next few days.
I thought you were about to say they're going to get 7 more inches of snow. Okay, 70-degree, yes.
You know who I thought about would be funny? Yeah. Is we mentioned this. All the snowbirds that go down to the Gulf Coast during the winter, and for the most part, they have pleasant weather. Sure. But, you know, last week they got teased by their friends back home in Michigan and Ohio and mm-hmm. Pennsylvania. They were calling down there saying, hey, how's the weather?
How's the weather down there?
How's the weather down there? All right. Because of that monumental snowstorm they got last week.
The beaches were really white last week.
Yeah, the pictures that I saw of layers and layers and just thickness of soft, fluffy snow covering the sand.
Yeah.
It's so vivid, you'll never forget
that. Yeah. Well, that was historic.
Yeah.
Historic snowfall all the way from Texas over to Florida along the Gulf Coast there. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Sandy Rios will be with us in a few minutes. She's been on top of the January 6th incarcerations and what's happened subsequent to that since President Trump pardoned all those who were in prison. And we'll talk to her. And then Kirk Cameron. Yes, that Kirk Cameron will be with us at the bottom of the hour. What's your first story, Chris?
Well, as we are broadcasting right now, the Trump-Vance administration is still continuing on with its mass deportation plan, courtesy of the folks at ICE and the Department of Homeland Security. Speaking of the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, who's now Secretary of DHS, just a few days into her job, actually joined an immigration raid today in New York City. She tweeted this or posted this, enforcement operation in New York City underway. Criminal alien with kidnapping, assault, and burglary charges is now in custody thanks to ICE. She went on to say that individuals like this will continue to be removed from our streets. New York City is one area, but we've also seen and heard stories like this in places like Chicago and even parts of like the Southeast and Midwest. There have been people posting pictures of ICE vehicles up and down their streets where authorities are looking for individuals here without our permission.
Yeah.
And so where are they sending them? Or once they arrest them?
Well, they're sending them south of the border. I know Mexico has said we're not taking these people, but in recent days, Colombia said they would take people. That was due to a kind of a tariff threat from President Trump, but even other countries right now, it looks like Trump's in talks with to send these individuals down there. El Salvador.
What a contrast. The former Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, he put out the welcome mat.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come all.
Yeah.
There you have Kristi Noem on the streets of New York this morning proudly saying, we're arresting these people.
Yeah. And they're going after the criminals.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, the gang members, the cartels, all those folks. That's who ICE is, quote, rounding up.
Starting there.
Across America. Yep. And so they're doing that. And, they're having to work out with each individual country,
sure,
to take back their
criminals,
their people, yeah.
You know, as you're reading that story, do you not just feel a sense of just satisfaction? Like, thank you,
mm-hmm.
somebody has taken a somebody, meaning the new administration, has taken a criminal that one's already broken the law by coming here illegally,
right?
And once they got here, they have a long list of crimes that they've committed. And in some cases, they've served some time for them, probably not enough, and you know, in generally speaking, but we're taking them. We already know where they are. We're gathering them up, and we're sending them back to their country. Don't you just feel a little safer?
Yeah. Now also, I was reading the border shut down.
Oh, that's yeah. right. Yeah.
Also, in addition to
until further notice,
the flood of people coming into our country illegally.
We've got a story on that.
Has slowed to a trickle.
Yeah, yes. I've got the ballpark figure.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell us.
Less than 600 people crossed illegally into the U.S. from Mexico on Sunday, a stunningly low number since Trump took office a week ago.
Well, and there was a high during the Biden administration on a single day where 11,000 illegal immigrants yes. crossed the border. So,
for comparison, the daily number of border encounters during the final days of the Biden White House teetered between 1,200 to 1,400 per day.
Think about that.
Yeah.
How many?
Under Biden's last day, it was 1,200 to 1,400 per day, and now we're down to less than 600.
Well, there was a day during his term where the peak was 11,000 mm-hmm. in a day.
Well, they basically emptied out Central America.
Yes.
I mean, good night.
Starting with their group.
Over the last 4 years. I mean, good grief.
No, seriously. But we're making
well,
progress.
Yeah, President Trump has, of course, that was a big issue for him. In fact, I think he was quoted as saying he felt like that was the number one issue people voted on for him over Harris.
Paul said that,
but
too.
His promise to secure the border and also to deport criminals who are here in our country, and he's cracking down. He's doing exactly what he said he would do. So, so this only proves that it could have been done, but former President Biden and Vice President Harris at the time didn't give a rip. They didn't care about securing the border. They wanted millions of people to come here. Yeah. They didn't even care when Democrat mayors complained to them in Chicago and New York, say in Boston, saying, "Hey, we can't take any more of these folks." Good news there from this new administration.
One of the locations where they busted this morning, 130,000 fentanyl pills found at one location.
Yeah, really? I didn't know that.
130,000 fentanyl pills.
Well, fentanyl is killing.
It's killing people.
Killing people, killing Americans, especially a lot of young people.
Yeah.
Across the country. Anyway, congratulations to President Trump and Vice President Vance. Vice President Vance been doing some interviews too, right?
He has. Can I cue up a clip here?
Okay. Did you say Sandy will or will not be on working on it? Okay.
Let's do this. To give an example
if she cops an attitude again, we're going to have a talk off the radio, okay? Because we'll deal with that in a second.
Yeah. Speaking of the vice president, one of the interviews that he has done was with CBS, specifically Face the Nation with anchor reporter Margaret Benin. She attempted to criticize him, saying, "You guys said you were going to bring down the price of food, and you've been in office now a few days. You haven't brought down things like bacon." Here's what she had to say in his response. Clip 6.
Things you experience at the grocery store, what people touch and feel. That's what you were talking about, bacon on the campaign trail.
Of course. of course.
Those things. When do consumers actually get to touch and feel a difference in their lives?
Well, but Margaret, how does bacon get to the grocery store? It comes on trucks that are fueled by diesel fuel. If the diesel's way too expensive, the bacon's going to become more expensive. How do we grow the bacon? Our farmers need energy to produce it. So if we lower energy prices, we are going to see lower prices for consumers, and that is what we're trying to fight for.
That's Vice President Vance on
Face the Nation, CBS.
On Sunday morning. Mm-hmm.
You know, for the last 3.5 years, Democrats and the mainstream media haven't wanted to talk about grocery prices. But all of a sudden, 1 week into the Trump administration, we're worried about the price of bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And I know.
The hypocrisy meter.
She's giving him 1 week to bring down the prices of groceries.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I see the comparison, though.
And didn't care at all the last 4 years.
Oh, no.
We're talking about the liberal news media.
Yes.
That's right.
Which this...
it was corporate greed when Biden was in office. Now it's Trump's fault.
Yeah. So, you know what?
That's funny.
What did Vice President Vance say right there? Something about...
How do we grow the bacon?
Oh, yeah, yes. He's a good question. He asks good questions.
Yeah, I just never heard
How do we grow the bacon?
Do we know?
That's right. It's not like planting a seed. I get it.
It
yeah.
sounded like corn.
I thought that too. I thought that
somebody
too.
In Ohio goes, we know you can't grow bacon.
Yeah. Okay. Grow bacon. Well, you do grow the bacon by growing the pig.
That's yeah. I think that's what he meant. Yeah. Yeah.
You grow the pigs, you grow the bacon. But that's as far as we want. That's as much as we want to talk about that. Yeah. You do have to go from the pig to the grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and
right.
that's very upsetting to think about.
For some.
For some.
But then I think about the bacon wrap filet mignon, yeah, and then I'm
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the bacon, yeah, the bacon wrap.
The bacon.
The bacon wrap filet mignon.
But I do think, don't y'all think, though, within the next 12 months, 6 to 12 months, don't you think the grocery prices will start going down?
I would say by Easter you should start to see some relief. It's still going to be expensive.
Sure. I mean, again, I don't think it'll ever go back to pre-COVID because that's a right. drastic number to get to, and there's right. there's natural inflation.
Well,
but,
if you can just stop the increase, all right. Mm. I don't know that the prices are going to go down. Who knows? We've had inflationary prices for what since Biden took office?
Oh yeah, basically. Yeah. Yep,
3 years.
And so we'll see what happens there.
I sure hope so. I was counting on
Are you going to grow a garden?
No, I've tried that. I grew a garden years ago when Chelsea and I first got married about 10 years ago.
What kind of garden did you
grow? And that's for kids, because when you start adding kids, that's when you start losing a lot of time.
Hey, they're considered farmhands, man. You need to put them out there in the garden.
I thought about doing one again just to teach them, and I probably will one day, but there's a lot. That's a hobby.
I enjoy it.
Gardening is a hobby. Mm-hmm.
I have one.
Oh, you have one? What do you grow?
Tomatoes, cucumbers, watermelon, cantaloupe, peas.
Wow.
I've done eggplants. Sure. I've had beans before.
You're a regular farmer, Chris.
Yeah, my father-in-law showed me the ropes a couple of years ago, and I've kind of followed what he told me, and I pray a lot for the garden. And
pray for your garden.
Oh yeah, man. I'm talking like get down in the dirt. But if you start in April and you plant it and everything goes according to plan, you should start getting tomatoes around 4th of July.
Yeah.
And the cucumbers are going to come in first too.
What about you, Fred? You're a gardener?
Squash. I've grown that.
We have a small garden.
Like what do you grow?
Because we get beans, peas.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
But you live in town, right?
Yes.
But you don't have much land to garden. Everybody.
Yeah, here's the problem. At certain times here in the South, you can get corn on the cob. You buy them in the grocery store. You can get them for about 20 cents an ear. Mm-hmm. You start thinking about, the work goes into planting and weeding and watering and all that sort of thing. No, thank you. I will take those 20 cents per ear.
That's why I said it ultimately is a hobby, because if you start adding everything up, the
right,
time and
it's
money.
Right, it's the fulfillment of watching things grow.
And, absolutely. Yeah. And I support it 100%. I'm all in. If I had if I didn't coach a select travel baseball team, then I probably would be.
A gardener?
Gardener.
Mm-hmm. Huge, yeah.
It's one of those. I enjoyed that much. But I plan on bringing it back for a year or so to let my
Brent,
kids learn how to do
don't,
it.
Brent checking his
He's got a place to do it.
You live on some land. You don't garden?
So, I love my dad.
Right.
Tried it.
My dad had a big garden.
Right.
And in the summertime,
right,
kind of what you was alluding to with Wesley,
right,
kids went out and
did the
picked the garden. Okay. And
you were one of the kids.
Yes. So,
okay. He got his
to
fix.
Fred's point, I'd rather pay the a little extra money and have it there.
Yeah. The convenience.
Not doing it.
Yeah,
yes, not doing it.
Well, summer's on the way, and people be – We need to – a couple of our folks here on our staff, they're like tomato
connoisseurs.
Yeah, they got this huge.
Drew is like the tomato don.
Yeah.
Drew is our director.
He works
in
our mail room. He has this farm.
Yeah.
Well, basically a tomato farm.
You would think it's a farm if you hadn't, just based on what he talks about, brings up.
Well, he's got all kind of different tomatoes and he names them, like different varieties and brands.
I thought he names them like, this is Jack.
They're from around the world.
That's right.
They're like
a big boy.
From around the world.
Beefsteak.
I tried one time to grow some fried green.
Yeah.
And I could never figure
fried
it out.
Fried green?
Fried green tomatoes.
You mean you just bought them fried and you ate them and said they were grown or what?
You know what, Wesley? I just pulled your leg and you fell for it. You should know better. Okay? You should know better. All right. So no Sandy. All right. So you're listening to Today's Issues. Kirk Cameron will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We look forward to visiting with Brother Kirk. What's your next story, Chris?
Somebody else in office that has been doing a lot of media interviews is Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman. He was on The View yesterday, and one of the things The View likes to do is groupthink. They want everybody to agree with them. And so one of the hosts of The View brought up the fact that Fetterman has been one of the few Democrats to meet with and speak with President Donald Trump. And they attempted to hold his feet to the fire over having a discourse with Donald Trump. But Fetterman held his own here. Clip four.
Immediately after the election, I was like, hey, you know, we have a choice. You know, we can freak out and follow every other thing around, you know, like a cat, you know, with a laser, right, you know, after everyone. But I'm not that guy. I'm not going to be that Democrat. You know, for me, there's things I'm going to agree with. I'm going to disagree with. But I'm in the business of finding wins for Pennsylvania and for the nation and engaging the president. I think I see that as doing my job.
All right, that's Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania. He's the fellow who wears Saturday clothes.
Everywhere. He was wearing the hoodie.
He wears Saturday clothes 7 days a week. Hey, listen, most everybody listening here enjoys casual clothing, don't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But he carries it to a whole new level as a United States Senator. He wears the hoodie and the shorts. He even wore it in the rotunda, I think, for the inauguration.
He did.
But attire aside, for a Democrat, he's a fairly reasonable guy, Fetterman. He's turning out to be.
Comparatively speaking,
he's not a conservative by any means, but he is he's pro-Israel.
He follows a lot of common sense things.
Yes. He's pro-Israel, and he's also stopping the millions of people coming over the border. Yeah. So on the border, he's a pretty reasonable guy.
And am I correct that he also does not support men and women's sports as well?
I think you're right. Now, he had, you know, when he first entered office, he had that some kind of a speech impediment or brain, he had brain surgery or something. Something going on there. You remember
stroke?
That? What was that?
A stroke?
Yeah, stroke. I'm a stroke. So that, evidently he's recovered from that because.
Yeah, that was a very coherent soundbite.
That's right. That's right. That was John Fetterman. The now you gotta admit, he could double as a pro wrestler.
He's a big guy.
Huh?
Big guy.
I mean,
he's got
huge.
The looks too.
He's huge and he's
got the bald head and the beard.
He bald head, got the beard. He's got he could definitely be walking down the airport and you go, "Hey, I know that guy from WWE."
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, so anyway, that was John Fetterman. I don't know. There are only a few Democrats who are willing to what he's saying is, listen, it's a reality. Trump won, and we have to deal with that as Democrats, and I want what's best for my state, and in order to do that, I need to work with the administration. That's what he was saying.
Yep.
So, anyway, let's take our break right here, Brent.
All right, is that because you're getting tired of all the good news? You need a break? Need a break?
We need some more good news. Actually, we're going to step away here and start planting our tomatoes.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in about 3 minutes with more of today's issues. Kirk Cameron is scheduled to be with us, so we look forward to that conversation momentarily.
If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life and death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@AFR.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at AFR.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Wesley, Fred, and Chris. And as always, we thank you for listening to AFR. Well, we have, from time to time, we have our guest, our friend Kurt Cameron on, who's our guest right now. Kurt is moving around the country. He's running from the law. That's what I've been told. And I think he's in Tennessee now.
You give his address now, too?
Yeah, nah. Google Maps. All right, Kirk, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tim. I may be running from the law, but I hear you're running from your wife, and that's even more terrifying. She's got the frying pan out. She's ready to just teach you a couple lessons.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I never want that
good
to happen.
Talk to you, brother.
Yeah, you too. By the way, you and I were texting a few weeks ago, and I was unaware you'd moved your family.
Yeah, I did. You know, my kids moved us. They moved to Middle Tennessee,
right.
And we were left all alone after raising 6 kids in California. We were empty nesters, and we said, wait a minute, we want to be where the kids are. And so we moved to Middle Tennessee, and then the other 3 joined all of us with a grandbaby. So we had a Tennessee Christmas. It was beautiful.
Amen.
That's it. Now, you grew up in Southern California, though, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I've always lived out there in Southern California, right where the wildfires are. We have, in fact, packed up our house. We were ready to evacuate because it was very close to where we live.
Yeah, that's just, wow. We've all seen the images, and it's just hard to believe looking at that situation out there. Well, Kirk, your ministry is to families and children. And you've got a tour you're taking around the country. Tell us about that.
That's right. I'm not just running from the law. I'm actually running to the family of faith to say, guys, we have an opportunity right now, perhaps more than any other time in our lives, with the air cover that we've got at the White House for the family of faith to begin doing the work of reforming and revitalizing the biblical principles in America that will lead to our children's blessing. It's a tour called Strong Families, Strong Communities, and I'm going to be unpacking all the big ideas from my new book called Born to be Brave. So I'm excited, man. I hope I get to come somewhere near you, Tim.
Well, a lot of people say that to me, I just take it in stride. You know, you go get a big head or anything like that. So, hey. Born to be Brave. So, where do people go and read? Where can people go and find out if you're going to be coming to a town near them?
Yeah. So, go to Kirk Cameron Tour. That's real easy. KirkCameronTour.com, and you'll see all 20 of the cities that we will be in. And yeah. Come with your husband, your wife, your kids. It's going to be a great time with Matt Hammett, the former lead singer from Sanctus Real. He's a good buddy of mine. He's going to be leading worship, and I'm going to be bringing the message. And we've got VIP tickets for a meet and greet and taking pictures. And it's going to be a great time of hope and encouragement and a personal family plan for how to be a part of America's spiritual comeback.
Hey, this is Wesley here. I'm looking at a couple of different states that you'll be in. I'm not going to go through all of them, but just hit some high ones. You got Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Kansas, and then, of course, Mississippi. You'll be in Laurel, Mississippi. So Laurel, Mississippi, what is that, three hours from Tupelo, our headquarters here?
Like
so,
that.
Hey, I got a quick question. Yeah. So is this going to be an all, like a two-hour deal, or is it a weekend deal? What does this look like?
This is a two-hour deal.
Okay.
So you can come and spend the night, have a little getaway for the weekend with the wife or the husband, or you can make it up and back in the same day.
Okay.
So just 2 hours, but it's going to be like an adrenaline shot and help you put together a plan that's going to last for generations in your family.
Okay. I got a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here. Okay. So to drill down on some content here, we're going to have some listeners here where either they are or they know someone whose marriage is in trouble and or right at the brink of potentially signing papers for divorce. I know over the years I've had the privilege of meeting people that were listening to AFR, and through the contemporary Christian music, through the Bible teaching that we offer, their marriage was saved because they were listening at just the right time. And I know that there's people listening like that right now. So what can people expect to get from this? And is this one of those weekends where you would invite somebody whose marriage is on the brink, or is this more so who are you targeting here?
Well, you know, you're talking about people whose marriages are in trouble, and judging from the size of the pop knot on Tim's head, I think we might be talking about him. His wife just popped him with a frying pan.
See, this is how rumors start.
I think he needs to come to this conference.
A rumor start.
Hey, listen, if you've ever met my mom, Miss Allison, I don't think it ever gets that far.
No, it doesn't.
No. You don't mess with Miss Allison.
Uh-uh.
Hey, this is not a marriage CPR conference.
Okay.
This is about how to be a part of building a strong family, which of course rests on the foundation of a marriage, and building strong communities so that we can turn the nation around for our children and the glory of God.
Amen.
From the inside out and from the bottom up. So it's comprehensive. It's a total message from your heart to your home to the nation.
Amen.
And we're going to talk about revival. We're going to talk about personal plans that you can put in practice to stop being a complainer about the culture.
Yes.
And start being a creator of the culture. Rather than resigning to whining, let's resort to winning by putting God's word into practice in the home, the church, and civil government.
Amen.
Talking to Kirk Cameron, who's a Tennessean now, and Kirk has got a new tour coming out. He's going to be traveling around. You can go and see the city and state list where he's going to be and the dates he's going to be. Go to kirkcameron.com. That's what I'm looking at right now, kirkcameron.com. Strong Family, Strong Communities Church Tour. And this is
exciting. This is perfect timing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's Born to be Brave Tour, right?
Well, you know what? We've got all sorts of names.
Yeah, okay.
It's Strong Family, Strong Communities, and the content that we will be discussing comes out of my book called Born to be Brave.
Gotcha. Talking to Kirk Cameron. You mentioned at the top of our interview here, you said, well, we've got air cover from the White House now with President Trump and Vice President Vance in there. I agree with you, and I understand what you're saying, but you might expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, listen, Trump cannot create the culture we want for our children. But what he can do is he can create an iron dome. Now, actually, he's literally talking about that right now. But imagine if you've got fighter jets over the top of you shooting down missiles that are coming toward the people from the outside, that's great. But if we want to really build a country that is going to lead to our children's blessing, we've got to do that. The foot soldiers in our home, in our churches, in our local communities. And so I think the next 4 years provides us opportunity that we did not have the last 4 years. And I'm so glad God's clocks keep perfect time. We saw what we were heading toward the last four years. And now we have an opportunity to say, okay, God, we get it. Tear open the heavens, pour out your grace, rend our hearts, and give us repentance and courage to do what we should have been doing all along.
Amen. I call it another word to use is a reprieve. That is, we were under siege. We, the Christian community in this country, conservatives, were under siege from the from this former White House and the federal government in many ways. And now that President Trump and Vice President Vance in there, the attacks from the federal government are stopping and will stop completely. And so so we will have the freedom to do. Unapologetically, we should have been doing that anyway, but it's tougher when the federal government is trying to come after you because of your faith. I've said to people, you know, people say, well, what evidence do you have for that? Let me just tell you. Well, there's a lot of evidence that we could point out from the last 4 years. But let me just tell you this. We could have potentially had our licenses at American Family Radio, you know, revoked. Challenge. We'd been fined. Had Harris and her
Walls
and Walts and that whole
team,
that whole bunch, as it were, would have come in, and they would have made it twice as bad as Biden did, because she was a true believer in far left politics.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, and so it would have been bad all the way around. And but thank God she didn't get elected. And we have a reprieve, and we have an opportunity, a new birth of freedom, as Kirk's talking about. But as Kirk is saying, it's not Donald Trump's job to build the church and the family, okay? It's not the Republican Party's job to build the church and the family.
Right.
It's not the government's job to build the church and the family. It's in reverse. The church and the family should be impacting the culture, which impacts politics. So that's the way...
That's right.
It's supposed to work. So anyway.
That's right.
All right. Well, I usually am. But, you know,
Before we let him go, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
A little bit changing subject. What for the dads that are listening right now? I know that you've raised your family. They're all empty. You're an empty nester now, and you're on this side of it. You said now you're a granddad. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a grandpa.
Grandpa. Right. Okay.
My granddaughter calls me Chief.
Chief. Okay, you're a chief now. Okay, I got you.
Look at that.
So what is one? I know we could spend hours doing this, but what's one advice you would give to the dads that are listening right now?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. You know, I would say right now we are in desperate need of brave men, courageous men. You know, I want to say a phrase that's just a bit crude, but men need to grow something right now, because we've got a transgender movement and a feminization of the masculine culture. Amen. To where even my boys are saying, Dad, what does it mean to be a man? Mm. I can't find anybody who is willing to stand up and talk about what a man is. They can't even define what a man is. Mm. Men give birth according to this crazy ideology today. So I'd say, men, you are warriors. It is time to arise. You are the foot soldiers in God's loving army of compassion. Imagine an America where government shrinks to its appropriate size because people are taking care of the problems at the local level.
Amen.
Imagine an America where corporations are done away with all of the illegal discrimination and the DEI stuff, and we're hiring people and valuing them based on their merit, their skill, their character, their integrity, and their faith. That's not going to happen if we continue to shrink in the corners and act like mice.
Yeah,
we need to be brave hearts. We need to be John Knox and John Calvin.
Amen.
And Wesley and Spurgeon and Moody and the Pilgrims and the founders. Amen. Our generation is screaming for it. So guys, you Amen. Are the warriors. Arise.
Amen. Amen. All right, Kirk, thanks so much for being on with us. We encourage people to check out Kirk's schedule. Kirk Cameron will be touring and speaking, and he's going to be, as Wesley said earlier, in like 8 or 10 states coming up in the next month or so. And all right, Kirk, thanks so much, my friend. We appreciate it.
All right. God bless you both.
Okay.
Take care, brothers.
Okay, take care. That's Kirk Cameron joining us.
That's awesome.
I guess he's in the Nashville area.
Sounded like he was in a tunnel there for a little bit, though.
Sounded like he had picked up a little bit of our accent after having lived in our part of the country.
There you go.
Well, he's a Southern California boy, so
just because it's got Southern in it,
he speaks Southern Californian.
Now, when we talk about the fires out there, we're talking fires. Out there.
Hope we don't do that too much.
I try.
Okay, you try to get your English correct.
You try.
I speak good.
Okay.
And if you are a fan of English, you'll know why that's funny.
All right, what's your next story, Chris?
I want to bring people's attention to something that President Trump has announced, and Fred has posted this on our website, which you can read at afn.net. President Trump has ordered a pause to federal loans and grants. I'm reading from our story here. The White House is pausing federal grants and loans starting today, as President Donald Trump's administration begins an across-the-board ideological review of its spending. This pause is to take effect today at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and it's unclear from the memo on how sweeping this will be. I can tell you that I'm looking at C-SPAN right now, and Senator Chuck Schumer has already come out to throw a fit about this, and I've posted a link to that on our Today's Issues Facebook page.
Well, now, again, repeat, what is President Trump doing now?
He's ordering a pause to federal grants and loans. In other words, things were throwing money out left and right to spend money on.
Well, I like that idea, from telling me about it.
Well, and I think one of the targets in this is what we've talked about many times on this program, is post-secondary places like universities and colleges that get grants and loans, and then they do a bunch of DEI stuff. They do a bunch of climate change stuff.
That's stopping, though.
And that's stopping.
Yeah.
And so what Trump is saying, we don't want money going to projects that are working against what we believe in.
I got you.
Well, and wasting money.
And wasting money, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? There was a story there back a few months ago about funding for testing shrimp.
Oh, yeah, we've tested. That. Yeah, we've all seen the video of the shrimp on treadmills.
Now, I'm not opposed to that if you tested fried shrimp. You know what I'm saying? I think they do need to be tested.
We need to know how healthy the Gulf of America shrimp are.
Yeah,
so we have to put them on treadmills.
I think you just wanted to get in Gulf of America.
I did, yeah.
You forced that one.
This is I claim my time.
You know what, though, in all seriousness, I think what President Trump is trying to do there with this is to say, wait a minute, we're going to take a look at where all this federal money is going and what it's going for. Mm-hmm. It's not just going to continue to be like a waterfall here coming. That and also, if you're giving colleges and universities money, for example, that doesn't need to be going for DEI purposes, because that's already been dealt with an executive order last week by this administration. So
I think also the possibility, and now it isn't going to affect Social Security, because some on the left have said, oh my, people aren't going to get their Social Security checks. No. However, I think what they are going to look at is Medicaid, because there's been a lot of controversy about Medicaid, federal taxpayers' dollars going to people who are in the country illegally, you know, for health care that's being paid for by the taxpayer after they enter this country illegally. So he wants to look at all of those kinds of things as well.
Yeah. Well, good for him. That's another good step. By the way, did y'all see where Jim Acosta is out?
Yes. He has
at CNN?
He left. I'm looking at a video of him where he quits live on the air.
He quit?
Yeah, some people are saying he's leaving. Others have said he is, quote, out. But it looks like from the various videos that people are posting on X, formerly known as Twitter, he may have actually made the decision himself to depart from the channel.
Well, apparently they're going to shift his show to midnight on CNN. And he said, I don't want that. So I think he's quitting.
Okay, well, if he shifts to midnight on CNN... then
that's their way of asking you, would you please leave?
Yeah, and he only 27 people are going to know he quit.
That's true.
If he does that, because it's not CNN is hemorrhaging.
It really is.
They have been MSNBC
on a record level. Mm-hmm. Record level.
And you know, it's surprising, because when I was younger, when Wesley was a kid, CNN was the cable news channel. Fox didn't come along until the mid 90s. But it really didn't become huge until the 2000s. So CNN was the place you went to for cable news back in the day.
Now, I know I've seen where CNN's ownership management has told them to dial it back, that is the Trump bashing, and try to be more neutral and nonpartisan to, in hopes of drawing an audience, you know, because, but I, you know, they're like, you know, with the crew they've got, Anderson Cooper and Jim Acosta and Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper can be fair sometimes, you know, he can be, but they've got, once you lose your viewership, it's almost impossible to get them back.
Yep.
Because they built their viewership up, did CNN, during Trump's first administration as the resistance media.
And Jim Acosta was a big part of that.
He was the leader of it.
Yep.
And they had an audience who would tune in to watch that. And now they just – Fox News is making money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I don't know about Newsmax. I guess they're profitable. Who else you got out there? But MSNBC and CNN, as I say, are losing money.
The ones that are in the losing far viewers. Left.
Yeah. What's the, there's another
One American News.
One American News. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah
so, now, what's the News Nation one with Chris Cuomo?
That's kind of a relatively new upstart, but there's does have Cuomo and a couple of other people on there. They actually hosted a debate. One of the presidential debates.
So you got One American News. They've been in the last 5 years, right? 10 years. They're pretty new. One American News, and then you got Newsmax. They're fairly new.
Real America's Voice is one. Salem has a TV network now.
Yeah.
There's
but if you want to know where to get your news, people,
yep.
It's American Family News.
That's right.
That's our own news service that we provide, and our team works very, very hard on this. Now we don't have a video. But we have audio.
We do have some video.
We have a video update now.
Yeah.
But we have a great website.
Yes.
And a daily news brief. Fred, why don't you promote that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. Our daily news brief. If you go to our website, AFN.net, AFN.net, you go up to the right-hand corner. There you can sign up for our daily news brief. It is a summary put together by our editors of the top stories of the day from our own team of reporters especially. We report things from a biblical perspective. In other words, when we do a story about pro-life, it is going to be about pro-life. It is going to be about saving the life of the unborn, where you're not going to have a bunch of stuff from the pro-abortions. All right? So you're not going to get the nonsense that you get on the left. So in that daily email, we will send you one email a day. You'll get a summary of Christian news, news from a Christian perspective. And I tell you, folks, it's invaluable. Share it with your kids. If you've got homeschool kids, and this is a great place to get your news for the day, introduce them to news sort of thing. Take it to your Sunday school class. It's great, great issues of what's going on in the culture out there, and we need more of this kind of thing. So daily news brief from AFN.net. Just sign up for it. Put your email address in there. We will send it. So you'll get 5 emails from us a week. That's the max.
Hey, Fred, I want to get your comments on this. So I was in town working with 8 Days of Hope and came across someone who found out I worked at AFA and AFN, and they didn't really care for the conservative side of what we do. And they said, well, y'all are just biased, blah, 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 and biased this, biased that. Y'all don't hire liberals. Y'all don't hire progressive, blah, blah, blah. And I thought about it for a little bit, and I said, sir, we're biblically biased.
Yes.
And we're not ashamed of that.
No.
And so listening to you and the work that y'all do at AFN, I'm thankful for the work y'all do. And would you agree with that? We're biblically biased.
Well, and we're biblical biased because the Bible is the source of absolute truth.
Absolutely.
And absolute truth doesn't change with time because our God doesn't change with time.
Amen.
What God says is true is true through the ages. It doesn't change. And so without apology,
amen,
we're going to base our news on a source of absolute truth, whether it's pro-life, whether it has to do with sexual morality.
Yeah.
We don't change on that front without apology. And I think that's one thing, you know, it goes back through the years since we've been doing this that we have stood strong on. And our audience can depend on us, giving that news from a biblical perspective.
Amen.
And I think more and more people are appreciating that, folks.
They sure are.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, sometime today, we will be hearing from the new White House press secretary.
Yes.
Yes.
It will be her first behind the podium press conference. She's 27 years old.
Yes.
The youngest press secretary in the nation's history. Her name is Caroline
Leavitt.
Yeah. And, well, 27.
Yes.
Wow.
Dana Perino was 35. She was the press secretary.
But I will tell you, I've heard Caroline Leavitt interviewed. Mm-hmm. And if you think for a moment, being 27 years old, oh, she's really green. Oh, no, she can handle herself.
Yeah.
This is going to be exciting. We're so used to Karine Jean-Pierre for the
Jim
last...
Jim Acosta should have waited a day before he quit.
I tell you what.
Karine Jean-Pierre, by the way, we need to catch up with what she's doing nowadays. What is Karine... Jean, let me be clear. Pierre doing? She being clear somewhere?
I will refer you to the HR department to find out what her forwarding address is.
I will refer you to somewhere that you'll get a busy signal because I don't want to answer your stupid question.
Yeah.
Because I don't have an answer. Next question.
Right. And Caroline has said, I'm not going to have a great big book that I refer to when somebody asks me a question.
Listen, Karine Jean-Pierre, as we say down here, bless her heart.
Yeah.
She tried to do the best she could with the lies she was presented each day try to sell America on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me be clear, people.
We will.
We will be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.